KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Yes, indeed. It is time for Happy Trails. Keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Today, though, we're kind of taking our eyes off that prize and looking at the prize of the Kinetic Grand Championship, which is coming up this coming weekend. Joining me on the phone, I've got Emily, as always, but I've also got Jenny and Billy from, is it Team Bigfoot? Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
Team Bigfoot, which is literally a big foot, a big gnarly bear foot with ugly toes and hangnails that are bleeding and... It's something else.
It's a Bigfoot.
It is a Bigfoot, indeed. So, it is coming up this weekend, the Kinetic Grand Championship, and it is always a lot of fun. We are talking about, 42 miles of road and sand and mud and muck and all kinds of fun stuff.
You got it, Cliff. 42 miles over 3 days starting this Saturday at noon on the Arcata Plaza.
Yep, it is going to be a heck of a lot of fun, as always. And, of course, KHUM will be there the whole time bringing it to you live. But I strongly suggest folks make it out to places where they can. And the plaza, of course, is one of the best places as it starts off.
That's right. It's good to get there at around 10 o'clock because although the race does start at noon, all the sculptures leave the plaza at noon. So.
That's right. It's a chance to kind of see what's going on. See the sculptures up close and personal while they're parked there all around the plaza. You can even talk to some of the the pilots and crew as they're getting ready for the race, if
and
they've got time for that.
All judged on the plaza as well for a lot of different things. What are some of the things that you're judged on? And even just describing how big and intricate and awesome these sculptures are.
Well, the main categories that you're judged for on the plaza are art, engineering, and pageantry. And we have to show off our sculptures to the judges. Of course, bribing the judges always helps. And, and the pageantry is really fun as well. After the break check, which happens, I think that's on 8th Street, we make our way down to the stage in front of the Jacoby Storehouse, and then we'll try to impress the pageantry judges.
Now, just so people are aware of who you are, for the past couple of years, you guys were this really cool taco truck. Which was really awesome.
Remember the taco truck?
Yeah.
That was great.
Taco truck gave up the ghost.
Aww.
Yeah, we were the first place art winners last year, if I do say so myself.
Well, that is worthy. It was fantastic. It was very inspiring. I think probably a lot of people actually went up to order and then went, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to have raced with Dwayne Flatmo, and we're able to get our foot in the door.
Uh-huh.
And he taught us a lot about, making a big show and really impressing the audience and just having a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And, of course, I had the pleasure of getting to race with Hobart Brown, who taught me all about having... Kinetic sculptures fall apart in the middle of the race.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
But that's another good reason for going to the plaza on the first day, because
right.
They're mostly in one piece at that point.
Right.
They mostly are. And, of course, there is, if you're going to break down in style, you can get a Golden Dinosaur Award for being the first sculpture to break down after making it out of the plaza. If you break down on the plaza, that's a little bit too soon. That's premature breakdown. But if you make it out of the plaza and then, break down a few blocks away, you're definitely in the running for Golden Dinosaur.
Yeah.
And I really like that there's many ways to win and be a winner in the Kinetic Race. I know, Jenny, you've talked about there's a winner for being dead middle.
Yeah,
right. That's the mediocre award.
Yeah, I love it. And there's to me, there's lots of ways to win. So of course everybody's a winner, but What are some of the other crazy rules?
Well, you know, some of them you don't want to win. You know, Golden Slipper. you know, and a couple years ago, the first year we raced the taco truck, we didn't know we had won the 632 award, which is the first ace team to cross the finish line late on the first day
and lose
therefore
their ace.
Losing your ace. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know we still had our ace. And so, oh, well.
Yeah, that's one of those dubious awards, like the Golden Flipper. And now there are two Golden Flipper awards. There is the Sand Flipper, where people crash and burn on Dead Man's Drop, and of course the Water Entry. There's a wonderful Golden Flipper for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some dubious awards. My favorite though is the Mediocre Award, because you cannot plan for that one.
Nope.
You just can't plan to be dead middle. And that's it used to be that they gave out an old beat up car for that award. Now that was fantastic.
Yeah, it's true. Actually, Dwayne Flatmo's still driving around his.
Well, he took his old beater Rambler and he had it all fixed up. He put a little money in that thing, and it actually is a decent car now.
Yeah,
but mostly they spend a few minutes out on the road before they make it back to John's Auto Wreckers.
So, how many sculptures usually race in a given year, and where are the best places to see the Water Entry?
I think last year there might have been around 40.
It was a good amount.
Yeah, and you know, certainly on Sunday, watching the Water Entry from the bay, and I'm actually not sure if we're going in at the Samoa Bridge or the Wharfinger. It depends on the tide, so we either go in at the Wharfinger, come out the Samoa Bridge, or vice versa.
In any case, all along the waterfront in Eureka.
Right.
Yeah.
I've taken a look. I'm at the Connecticut Grand Championship website, and I don't see anything about which direction we're going in this year. I know it all depends. All depends on the tides. Of course, in the olden days, the water crossing literally was crossing the bay all the way to the Samoa Peninsula, and that was something else. There were several machines that couldn't make it that far. We'd have to get rescued. This is a little bit easier on the sculptures, and of course really wonderful for the spectators because you get to see them up close and personal all along the water.
Yeah,
and it's also a great way for people to get in the water. There's often a lot of kayakers and folks in boats on the water. There were some great kayakers that actually helped out the Newly Deads, our team, last year when we got blown, practically crumpled under the boardwalk from the wind. But some kayakers out there, that'd be a really fun way to watch the race if you had a kayak.
Yeah, that is one of the better places. I would say your best places for watching this up close and personal is day one on the plaza. Another great place on day one, if you can brave hiking out to the dunes, Dead Man's Drop is always a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Just warning, bring lots of mosquito repellent, because there are years where there are clouds of mosquitoes out there. It can be pretty brutal. Also, bring a sunscreen, because you're just kind of out there in the open and you can get a pretty good sunburn, even if it's cloudy.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
Well, as Hobart always say, if in case of good weather, the race still will go on.
Right.
So that is good. So that's always good. The Water Entry and takeout is always good. And of course, the finish line here in Ferndale for day three is always spectacular.
So what if there's some listeners who can't make it? How can they either tune in, hear about the race, or see the race?
Well, that's the beauty thing, is we're getting this covered all weekend long here on KHUM. As we always do, we cover it from start to finish on the radio. You can listen on KHUM, or you can listen on KHUM.com from anywhere in the world. In fact, we get people listening all over the planet to this thing. It's really something else.
So
plus we have a whole web team that's going to be covering it. We'll have it on KHUM.com. We'll have a whole blog set up for photographs and videos and stories and all kinds of good stuff. So
that's so awesome, because our
multimedia
family got to watch us last year on the internet, which
that's great.
Was really special.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that really is. So, Jenny and Billy, how long have you been racing, you guys?
Well, we've been this will be our sixth year.
Yeah.
I believe, in Arcata. We've done a few races up in Corvallis, Oregon, as well. Well, we've been watching the race for over 20 years.
Fantastic. And for folks who aren't aware of it, the reason this is called the Kinetic Grand Championship is that this is the original race and the toughest of all of them. And there are now kinetic sculpture races all over the world. You know, they're everywhere. They're in Boulder, Colorado, Corvallis, Oregon. I think there's one in Poland. I think there's one in Australia. Where else are they?
Also in Ventura.
Ventura, of course. California. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there are many all over the place. Hobart did a great job of spreading the gospel of this thing. And in some places, it's really taken off. Oh, Baltimore, of course. Baltimore, Maryland has got a terrific race going on. None of them are 3 days long or as grueling as this one is.
That's true. Yeah, they call this the triathlon of the art world.
And oh, it is. It really is. I mean, the thing is, when you make a machine that's that big, you know, with multiple pilots on it, it's just big and unwieldy. Plus, it's got all that art on it. They're heavier than they should be. You know, it's a real challenge to be able to actually go from start to finish and actually finish the race. You know, just finishing is good. Just being in it is good, but you know, to do it is you know, quite a feat of engineering.
Oh yeah, human power all the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, rule number one is to have fun, and often racers get a little too stressed out or take it a little too seriously.
Yes.
It is a hard race. It is very difficult, but we're out there to have fun.
Yes, fun is really what it's all about. In fact, Hobart said the whole reason for the race was children could see adults having fun and want to grow up.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's funny. When we're working in the kinetic lab, I look around at everybody and I think, this is adult daycare. I mean,
it really is. It really is. And, you know, having spent time in the kinetic lab, which is a wonderful place where you're working on your sculpture, where Dwayne works on his and June works on hers and Ken Beidelman works on his. And it's just an amazing collection of engineering and art and camaraderie, and it's really just a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, these guys have pioneered these amazing, you know, engineering techniques and art techniques, and they're so, you know, generous and sharing and helpful. It's a wonderful environment. We feel really honored to be there. And I'd also like to thank our sponsor, if I may, Blue Lake Hotel and Casino.
Please.
Without their support, we would not be able to build such a, you know, big sculpture with so many details. And we just really like to thank them for their support.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's great that they could foot the bill.
They foot the bill!
Well, let's just hope the machine makes it all the way and doesn't have to be towed.
There's going to be a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
Not towing, but, you know.
a lot of foot-oriented jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, if you recall years ago, Blake the Rampmeister got hit by Ken Beidelman's albino rhino. Mm-hmm. There's a great picture of him getting, you know, almost gored by that thing. Now, of course, you know, booting him with a foot would be undignified, so you guys will have to resist the temptation.
There is a limited visibility. I will make that disclaimer.
Yes. We'll make that disclaimer in advance. So, Blake, if you're listening, be wary of big feet.
Yes.
That's all I can say. Okay. So.
Good times.
Uh-huh. So, your machine, is this the same machine that was the taco truck? Does it have new art, or have you rebuilt the machine itself, too?
Yeah, this is the same chassis. Mm-hmm. It's one built by Ken Beidelman a number of years ago. It was his first four-wheeled, two-person side-by-side machine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I actually did a frame-off restoration, tore it all down, and repaired some cracks and rust and painted it all back up and assembled it. So it is, in a sense, a new machine, but it is an old machine.
Okay. There you go. That's and that is, you know, often the case. You know, there's a lot of these machines that get recycled over the years. Some of them actually get, you know, pieces of one wind up on bits and pieces of another. It's hard to keep them going for forever. Because, you know, they go through, you know, mud and salt water, and, you know, they get They get pretty nasty after a while.
It's pretty funny to see Ken in the lab eyeing old sculptures and what he calls harvests pieces of other, you know, pieces of art. It's like, ooh, look at that
harvesting.
Metal pole. I want that. You know, it's pretty funny.
Absolutely. And if folks want to see the rules, they have been amended this year. They've been rewritten. So you can check those out at the website, which I will go to. Right, you can just look up Kinetic Grand Championship. And I think the actual URL is kineticgrandchampionship.com.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check out the official rules there. They're no longer 1, 2, 3, 4. They're actually A, B, C, D, and E. So that's a little bit different, and always a little bit amended as the years go on. So if you want to check out what the current rules are, you can do that online, of course. And there's not a map up there yet, but it's going to be the usual course that we've been doing. The only thing that I've heard that's a little bit different this year is day three is that you are not going to be crossing the Eel River because of tide issues. I think what's going to happen is you're going to go out around a buoy and come back, and then you'll go across Fern Bridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's, 40-some-odd sculptures going across Fern Bridge. That's gonna mess up traffic just a tad.
So fun seeing them all together like that, though, because you know when you're doing the race, you're usually just stuck next to whoever you're stuck next to. You don't get to see all the sculptures,
right.
So it's really fun when they hold the sculptures on the bridge and you all go over together.
Yep. So it's the final day three here in Ferndale. It's going to that part will be a road race, and you're going to see a lot of sculptures coming in at once. So it should be pretty exciting for spectators.
That's great.
Yeah, indeed. 44th Kinetic Grand Championship. Can you believe it? 44 years.
That's incredible.
A long time.
That is remarkable. Well, Jenny and Billy, wish you the best of luck. You still have work to do on your sculptures?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mostly art at this point, or are you still doing some engineering?
No, it's all art at this point.
Art. That's good.
And at the risk of putting my foot in my mouth, we're going to stomp the competition.
Oh, Billy!
And considering the way this foot looks, also hopefully that that comment won't be in vain.
Oh yes.
You'll know what I mean when you see that thing. All these blue veins all over the thing. It's kind of a creepy little foot there. Was there any foot that was modeled after, or is it just off of someone's imagination?
Careful, mostly out of my imagination. I do have a foot from the Kinetic Lab of Horrors that I used as a model.
Okay. All right. Emily, do you have any last questions?
No, I'm just looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's always always a lot of fun. And just an FYI for all listeners of Happy Trails, next week we will be skipping Happy Trails because I will be recovering from the Kinetic Grand Championship after being out there for three days. I will be pre-recording my show, so we won't be able to do this, but we'll get back on track the following week. So Jenny and Billy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, Cliff.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun, and we look forward to seeing you out on the race course.
Thanks.
Can't wait.
Saturday.
That is right. Saturday at the Plaza in Arcata. Be out there. We will be bringing it to you live, but be there in person. It's always a lot of fun. And if you missed this conversation, would like to hear it again, share it with friends, you will find it podcast at any moment, at iTunes and at KHUM.com.
Happy trails to you.